Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood. This is Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, we are rapidly coming to the conclusion of 1 Thessalonians. Now, Pastor, if you're going to get finished with 1 Thessalonians this week, what are we going to do next week? I bet you've already thought of that. We're going to do 2 Thessalonians next week. We'll start into that. But right now, we're still in 1 Thessalonians, and the Apostle Paul has come to that part of the epistle that is very familiar because he does it time and time again in all of his epistles, the 13 epistles that he writes. And he says this in the conclusion of 1 Thessalonians. We'll take a look at it in a couple of sections for the rest of this week. Here's what he says. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 12. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and who admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Now be at peace among yourselves, and we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle. Encourage the faint-hearted. Help the weak. Be patient with them all. And see that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. So what we're going to do is just talk about this part of his benediction to the church at Thessalonica. And this is what he is saying to them. He's saying, listen, I want you to respect those who labor among you. Now, he's speaking of their leaders and their pastors. When God grants leaders and pastors, that means he has given them. And what we do to them is a reflection of how we see him. So if we love the Lord, then even though his people who serve him are not perfect and are not always effective, we are supposed to love them. We are supposed to show respect to them. So he says to his people, I want you to respect those who labor among you, those who are over you in the Lord. And by the way, notice what he says. They're over you, they labor, and they admonish you. So pastors who are listening, I need to encourage you. Your job is to be among your people. You can't labor among them if you're not among them. You can't lead electronically. You got to be among your people. Secondly, you not only need to be among your people, you're over them in the Lord. You're not over them in yourself. You're over them in the Lord. So care for them. They belong to the Lord. And you're supposed to admonish them. It doesn't mean you browbeat them, but you admonish them with the word of God as to what is truth and how do you live the truth in love before the Lord and for the Lord. Then he tells the people, esteem them. Not only should you respect them, you need to esteem them highly in love. Not because they are something special, but because what they do is special. Here's why he says it. Esteem them highly because of their work. It is absolutely crucial for you and a gift from God. So esteem them highly. And then he says, we don't need to be at war with each other. Will there be times we have to debate biblical issues? Yes. But don't just go around being at war with each other. Here's what you do. You're at peace among yourselves. And then he says, I want to urge you. If anyone is idle, they don't embrace the dignity of work, admonish them. And then if there's anyone who is faint-hearted, they're having difficulty, they're discouraged, don't disassociate, don't look down on them, come alongside of them. Encourage the faint-hearted. Not only encourage the faint-hearted, those who are weak and frailties, whether physically or spiritually, reach out to encourage them as well. And be patient. You're grateful that God is patient with you. You be patient with each other. And make sure that when God's people do something wrong, and they will, don't return evil for evil. Don't say, well, they did something, now I'm going to do something against them. No, if they do something wrong, pray for them. If you need to go to them, go to them. But you cannot return evil to them. You cannot do that. Don't let evil start a cycle in your life or in the lives of God's people. Now, by the way, just do good to each other. And by the way, not only do good to each other, do good to everyone. Enter into the public square for the public good with public policy. Why? Because we love our neighbor, even those who aren't believers. And we want to show them the love of Christ that they might flourish in God's common grace. And we get the opportunity to tell them about redeeming grace in Jesus Christ. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.